half man, half woman.
It's Gary.
I wanna hip you to the teeth.
It's Gary, baby.
All right, y'all, Rick and Smile in the Morning Show. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Y'all, this segment is being brought to you by Sherry's Berries. Hey, Mother's Day is coming up. Send giant dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries for only $19.99. Visit berries.com. Click on the microphone and type in my password, y'all. Smiley, S-M-I-L-E-Y, in the top right corner. Gary, good morning.
Good morning, Ricky. Good morning, America. Good morning to you. It's Wednesday, hump day, and here's what's happening in celebrity news. Baby Royce from Basketball Wives, baby, she penned a letter. And you know what, Ebony? I was wondering if somebody was going to say something about that, because, honey, Miss Royce, baby, that doggone Tammy the other night, she was getting on my damn nerves. I could not believe Tammy was acting the way she acted. That's why she had a heart attack.
Don't say that, Gary.
Well, girl,
I said that's what brought the heart attack.
Well, that's what brought the heart attack.
Now, you're not hoping that she had.
Royce did this letter, and it was, I T-boated and watched it yesterday, and the person I was watching it with, they was like, calm down, Ebony, because I actually got upset when I was watching the way that Tammy, and you all have got to see this episode, how contradictory they are, talking about Basketball Wives, and I'm so glad that Royce called out the three. Let me tell you what I have a problem with. I have a problem with people that prey on weaker people. If you notice, bullies. Tammy and Evelyn, they never, ever... You notice when they had their thing in the beginning, they cleared that up real quick because they scared of each other. Nobody ever confronts Shawnee, but they think Royce and what's her name, Susie?
Jennifer and all of them, that they are the weakest link and stuff. But baby, but Miss Tammy, she acted a stone... butthole, honey. Now, what Royce did say, though, she said, you know, she don't understand how a bunch of grown African-American women could sit there and act the way they act. She said, now, first of all, Tammy was trying to find something to be pissed off about, so when Keisha coughed, she decided to just run off, y'all. And why are you coughing? And why are you doing this? And why are you doing
they
that?
They treated her horribly.
Treated her bad. And then what she also said, though, too, what Royce said, she said, you could tell by the way that they were sitting in that doggone car, they had Keisha in the front while all of them were in the backseat just making fun and making faces and laughing and doing all it behind the dog on back. She said, honey, if you take a screen capture from the scene, she said, that's how everything went. She said, the same thing happened when they were in Spain. But she went on to talk more about it. And it was very interesting.
So much information in a little time. But they were debating putting a fish in somebody's bed. If their bed, we make her room smell like a fish.
It's kind of like Bad Girls Club.
Grown women club. Exactly. What's the point? Y'all going to get y'all a check, honey. But nevertheless, it was a mess. I'm so glad that, honey, Royce did that. And you can find the whole on the Ricky Smiley Morning Show. You can go to Hello Beautiful and find it there. All right, y'all, honey. Okay, Dancing with the Stars last night, y'all. It was a dirty show last night, y'all. They kicked off what's her real name? Melissa Gilbert's her real name. But what was her name on Little House on the Prairie?
Lauren
Ingalls. Mm-hmm.
They kicked her off on her birthday.
No!
Last night was that child's birthday, and they kicked her off last night on her birthday, honey. Ricky, they did her dirty. They said, girl, we don't give a damn about it being your birthday, boo. You got to go.
You can make it. Party
you
now.
Gotta make it okay. Make it to your party. They also kicked off the little guy from Disney, y'all. So they got Donald Driver. He's still on there. I don't think he's gonna win, child, because you know. I hope so, but
he's
this ain't
good.
The season, y'all. But I think he's very disrespectful to his wife. Kissed all over those doggone women when his damn wife sitting right there in the audience. But that's neither here nor there, y'all, honey. Dr. Phil last night, y'all. Let's pray, y'all, for Terrell Owens, honey. He's still crying, y'all, but he done some dirty stuff, honey. So you have a reason to cry. All right.
Yeah, he just need mentor.
His mamas were confronting him.
It was a pretty bad episode of Dr. Phil, but you do better when you know better. And as men, we have to reach out and lift each other up and stuff, man. That brother didn't have a father himself. I'm not making an excuse for him.
Thank you.
He didn't have a father himself. And, you know, so sometimes for some people, it's hard to be a father when you did not have one. So, you know.
You shouldn't have sex and have kids if you're not a raisin.
Well, I mean, you know, when you get caught up, man, and all of a sudden you're famous.
Got all that money.
You got all that money and stuff. The stuff just happens.
What
man.
The Bible said, a fool and his money will part?
That's what he said. That's scripture.
It's the color today,
it's
y'all.
It's in Malachi.
Malachi. The color today, y'all, is Mugen. That's M-U-G. And on the high end, you say Mugen. And on the low end, say powder blue. That was the color that Wendy Williams was wearing, baby. That was a beautiful
was she
color.
Giving it?
Baby, she was giving it. Brightened her up, Ricky. It was a beautiful
Is she looking
color.
Good? Wendy Williams looking good?
Yeah, they said she was looking as mannish last night. I mean,
That's messy. That's messy. I ain't got nothing to do with that. All right, 25 before the top of the hour. Y'all give it up again with the team. Coming up next.
Ricky Smiley Morning Show.